Hey, welcome to Revisiting Sunnydale. I'm Camila.
I'm Marcella.
And we're in the same room.
Same room.
Finally, it's been two years. 2 years,
I think.
Basically.
Pandemic time.
Yeah, exactly. Like right exactly when pandemic hit, I think we were supposed to hang out and like do a Chris Evans marathon.
Yes.
And it didn't happen.
Did not happen.
Because we were quarantined into our house. The world was on fire. Mm-hmm. Everybody was shutting things down. And we were just like, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
And I'm scared. I don't know what's happening. And we're on video here.
We are on video.
If you're a patron, if you subscribe to our Patreon, then you are seeing the video.
These are our faces.
Which reminds me.
We have
a patron.
Woo!
Our very first, who came in on the Willow level. He is a very generous young man. I don't know how old he is, honestly.
Everyone's young at heart.
Yes, exactly. Douglas. In Sweden.
Wow.
We have reach in Sweden.
That's crazy.
We're fancy.
That's crazy.
In specifically Uppsala. Sweden.
Good for you.
Not sure. Like, look how old school I am, like, right now with this. David Letterman or something.
Like, big cue cards
right.
Like, in the back.
Like, we have a full crew here. To
do your sound effects on the board?
Yes. thank you, Douglas, who has contributed to the Willow Rosenberg level. You are a saint among men.
Yes.
And we really appreciate you. And when I sent out an email to him to ask him, like, you know, how do you want a shout out? And he was like, also, like, where do I send your sticker? He's like, don't worry about it. I'm in Sweden. I was like, yeah, you're right.
That's
going to be expensive for one sticker. But thank you. Appreciate it.
We need, like, NFTs.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So Douglas is watching this, hopefully, because he has that ability now because he's a patron. See what happens.
See how that how that works.
So you get treats and you get like video. You get to watch the video and stuff. But he did mention that his 19-year-old daughter just asked him to share Buffy with her, and her comment during the very first episode, "Welcome to the Hellmouth," the scene where Buffy is walking at night. His daughter says, "Why is she dressed like a Karen?"
I mean,
he thinks this is going to be a fun ride.
She's not wrong.
No, she's not.
She's not wrong.
She's not.
Buffy is always dressed like a bank manager. I don't understand why. In California, at that.
Yeah,
it's the weirdest.
It's so random.
So random.
Douglas, please keep up with us as to what this ride looks like with you and your daughter.
Because
I want to know like what a 19-year-old in 2022 thinks about the things that went down, how Buffy...
Oh, yeah.
How Buffy relates to her. How does that work?
It's got to be rough. I can only imagine.
She's going to be cringeworthy for her. Cringeworthy. She's going to be like, what are those pants? in other ways to keep it. I did all this talk about the Patreon. You go to patreon.com/revisitingsunnydale if you want to check out what we're offering for our patrons and subscribers and get yourself in on the know. You can also follow us on Facebook, Revisiting Sunnydale, Twitter at Back to Sunnydale, Instagram at RVS_podcast.
All the places, all the things.
And you can also get the podcast wherever you get your podcast, because we have been doing this long enough, so now this podcast is all over the place.
It's global. It's in Sweden.
Yes. So we've arrived. Mm-hmm. All right. Season 7, episode 13, The Killer and Me.
I have to say right off the bat, I hate this episode.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Yeah.
But, I didn't vomit this time. And I watched it twice.
Oh, wow. I was just hesitant. I think I more concentrated on the B plot line of Giles. Mm-hmm. The B and C plot line of Giles and then Spike, I guess. Because it's a lot less. It's not as much of the Warren Willow thing that I remember.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't as bad.
Yeah.
But it's still like Kennedy is just, this girl is not a good actress.
No, she is the worst. She's kind of a sexual predator when you look at it, when you watch it now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm super uncomfortable about that part.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I will say Willow and the Willow and Warren parts are incredible.
Yeah.
The way that they manage to play off each other, play as each other.
Yeah.
It's much better than some of the Buffy Faith scenes. I think they managed to convey each other really well.
It's been so long since I've seen that one. Okay, so this one, we forgot to jot down the original air date. It was written by Drew Z. Greenberg, directed by David Solomon. After Willow and Kennedy share their first kiss, Willow is transformed into Warren, the man she killed last year. We got it. When she sets out to find help, she bumps into an old friend. Meanwhile, Buffy searches for answers when Spike's chip causes him great pain, and the gang suspects that Giles may really be the first. Important guest stars. Co-stars Anthony Head as Giles. Is he no longer Anthony Stewart Head? Is he just Anthony Head? Tony Head?
Yeah.
I feel like you should really, like,
put it back.
Yeah. Just,
put it back.
Just, you need a buffer.
Like,
you need a buffer between the head thing. I mean, if anything, just go by Anthony Stewart.
That's, yeah. Just not Tony Head. Sounds so plain, Jane.
It sounds porn. Tom Lank as Andrew, Ariana Lemon as fucking Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Adam Bush as fucking Warren / Willow this time around. Elizabeth Ann Allen as Amy Madison. Riff Hutton as Army General.
Yeah, so he's the Army General that meets with Buffy later on in the initiative. But he was just recently on General Hospital as Lenny.
Oh, wow.
He was a very good character.
Yeah, I've seen this man. He's
a really good character.
He's
actor.
One of those that, like, just comes around. You see him every once in a while. And Megalyn.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Her.
Oh, that's right. She was on the 4400.
Yes. She was on the 4400. I really, and she's also in Night School with Kevin Hart. She plays Kevin Hart's fiance.
Oh, I still haven't seen that.
She's got a name that, forgive us, but yeah. It is just.
I'm sorry.
I can't. Maybe we can flash it up on the screen.
Yeah.
That.
Somebody can let us know. I apologize to Megalyn Ekakunwoke.
I would love to know how to say
it. Yeah.
I don't want to butcher it.
Yeah, I just get tongue-tied real easy. So she was on the 4400, the original 4400.
The original 4400.
Which I miss dearly.
Oh, I know. I tried to watch the remake, but I really didn't like it.
I didn't even try.
I didn't,
For those who don't know, we can thank the 4400 for Mahershala. Ali, very much, because I remember watching him on that and being like, who is this man?
Like, who's this actor? He's just dropping Oscars around.
No, just
on a USA
out.
Show.
That we didn't get resolved.
No.
It was one of those that got snatched away and canceled before we got a real, like, wrap up.
Go find it on streaming. It's wonderful. You will not regret it. It's a great, great show.
Good times. All right. So.
Oof, this one.
So we start off with Giles is going. He's announced he's going to take the Potentials onto like the same vision quest that he took Buffy to,
and which she has spent no time in telling them about how ridiculous it is.
Right, just like
I can only hope there were overheads involved, because that is a theme among the Potentials, is showing them things on the overhead.
And you know, because Giles mentions that one of them parried it back to him that it involves him shaking doing the hokey pokey and shaking the gourd.
And some Rasta mama.
Yes, like a badass Rasta mama.
Yeah.
And Giles is still, you know, mulling about not touching things. Mm-hmm. And Buffy, or Sarah, she sounds like she has a cold. Like,
she does,
real.
And it looks like she literally has a cup of tea
in
her lap. But like, he's sitting on that piece of furniture. Does that not count as touching things?
Doesn't it? Like,
I've never seen the first sit down.
No.
So by him just sitting on that table, does it
there
not count?
Therein lies the fact that he is not the first. But, you know, he's...
nobody else is there to see it but her.
No. And, you know, like, how often do you really just, like, pay attention to people touching things unless you're the type of person that doesn't like people touching things?
Weird about that. Weird in a good way.
So apparently Kennedy is faking a cold, or she's got a cold, she tells everybody, so she didn't have to go to the vision quest. And, Willow is taking it upon herself to, like, take care of her.
Yeah, because, well, at Giles, what I love here is the random entrances by each member of the Scooby Gang, and it progressively gets worse about who's, they're fighting over who's going to drive.
Ah.
And then finally Dawn's like, Molly, or Rona won.
Yeah.
Somebody, or is it Anya that says it? Molly won, somebody better, or damn it, Rona won, somebody better let Molly out of the trunk.
Yeah.
Which means that Rona physically put Molly in the trunk.
I would have paid good money to just watch for that scene to be included.
Right.
I would just, I mean, that's...
Even as a deleted scene.
Yeah, why wouldn't we include that?
Because what car is this? Is this Giles' little red Mercedes that she shoved her in?
Already?
What other like, car do they have?
Already, yeah. How many? How are you fitting these girls in right. here?
Or are they taking Xander's Taurus? Doesn't he have like a really
even,
weird
yeah,
sedan?
Like I don't even remember. So yeah, so this is all happening. The kids go off and Buffy goes down to visit Spike in the basement, who's just chained in the basement, just sitting there staring into the fucking darkness, like no TV, no book, no magazine.
This is a like really missed opportunity here because I know that he's concerned about attacking the girls and he's concerned about what he's going to do, but there should have been a joke made about him missing Passions.
Yeah.
Or like, was Passions canceled at this point? Like, it should have been brought up because he watches Dawson's Creek, for goodness
sake.
Yeah,
there should have been. Yeah, if Passions was canceled at this point, we should have come downstairs to the basement to see him flipping through a television, bitching about Passions not being on the air anymore.
Because even when he was tied to the chair at Xander's, he still had a TV.
Yeah.
So this is just torture.
He's just sitting here, just staring off into the distance by himself.
Prime, like... So a prime vulnerability for the first to just come and chirp in his ear.
Yeah, just while he's doing nothing. So any hoozles, he's stoked. And he and Buffy just kind of commiserate about the fact that, oh my God, the potentials will be gone for a while. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And he's like, I've just been trying to stay out their way.
She just wants her bathroom back.
Which, poor thing. It's a
one bathroom house. I can't imagine how much toilet paper they're going through.
Oh God. Oh God.
And if they all sync up on...
Wouldn't that just drive Spike crazy?
Yes. I've often wondered that, but there are some theories that it, like, menstrual blood's different. It's not the same.
Oh, okay. Like, somebody thought that was... Someone actually took the time to sit down.
Someone had time that day. Yes. It's like, really? Okay. Like somebody had to do it.
I guess.
I'm glad it wasn't me, but somebody had to do it.
Okay, so while they're sitting there chit-chatting and whatnot, his chip goes off. He's not doing anything. It just goes off.
Just goes off.
And he looks like he's in excruciating pain.
Yeah.
It's activated hard. And, you know, credits. Buffy's kind of wondering, like, what's going on with this chip? Blah, blah, blah. So she goes to ask Willow, like, when you were looking into stuff, do you know how it works? Willow's like, girl.
I've been busy.
Who has the time? Like, when?
And can I just... Because it's going to become important later. Why are you still living in the house where your girlfriend was murdered?
Yeah. And even Buffy, like, her mom died right there on the living room floor.
So you got your mom died in the living room. Your best friend died in the... Because by that time, Tara was a better friend to Willow than anyone.
Yeah.
So your best friend died in your bedroom.
Right.
Because you've taken that room now.
Right.
Why is anyone living in this house? Burn it to the ground.
We should have peaced out a long time ago.
Long time ago.
So they give us a nice little exposition. They take this time to give us exposition about the chip and its history and the backstory as if we weren't paying attention. As if we forgot about the chip's existence and what it does.
This is one of those scripts where they were like, here's an outline. Say what you want.
Right. Well, you know, some stuff is happening. And then Buffy also makes some, like, you know, Willow's making tea for Kennedy, and then Buffy's just like, okay, tea. She makes some innuendos. Like
some hard innuendos.
Like, is this just because they're both lesbians?
Yes.
And not because I don't think Willow has expressed any sort of interest in Kennedy
whatsoever.
Shape, or form.
Unless she's picking it up from, and I don't even think Kennedy has told anyone. Has she mentioned to anyone?
Has she not? Like, how does she,
she's very outwardly...
Yeah.
Aggressive with Willow.
Right. And I don't think she's a subtle.
No. I don't know if she's done it to any of the other potentials, but.
No, I guess she's locked in on Willow like immediately. And I'd also like to take this time to be really pissed off that Kennedy is wearing a Pisces symbol around her neck. I don't know if Lemon is a Pisces or if Kennedy is supposed to be a Pisces, but I take offense as Pisces. Or the misrepresentation of my zodiac. So, all these years is the first time I noticed that, and I'm a little peeved about it. I don't like it.
I don't like it either, and I feel like she shouldn't be drinking. Like, how old is she?
Are they actually drinking, like, alcohol, or is this just, like, really...
It looks like a Mai Tai.
I mean, it's got a lot of foof on it. It could
it's
just
got
be
a
virgin.
Lot of fruit and a lot of umbrellas and whatnots.
Yeah, I don't know how old she is. I don't think she's 21. Is Willow even 21? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 23, 24, maybe at
maybe
this point.
Maybe 22, yeah. Maybe.
But, you know, things are loosey-goosey at the Bronze. Nobody knows what the liquor license laws are.
The Bronze seems to age as the characters age.
Right. It's just real convenient. It's like, okay. So Kennedy is in fact faking being sick, and she tells Willow she has a mission of her own she needs to do, and she needs Willow's help. And Willow gets all the way to the Bronze with a drink in her hand to be like, oh, there's
right?
no mission.
Right. Why now? Like, you're at the table.
Girl, y'all here. Like, what?
Right. The second, like, you showed up at the Bronze, right. You should have been like, huh?
Like, wait a second. So Kennedy has tricked her into a date. Rude, aggressive, mm-hmm. predatory. Don't like it.
Don't like it. And it gets worse.
And she starts asking her about, you know, when did she know she was gay? Or did Willow ask her?
I think Kennedy asked her.
Okay. So they start swapping stories or whatever. And then, like, at some point,
she said she wanted to start with the easy questions. And she said, when did you know you were gay? And
right.
She was like, how was that the easy question?
Right. Like, Willow's still sussing that out.
Right.
And she also makes it a point to say, like, if Kennedy makes a mention about, oh, you knew you liked women. And then Willow's like, not women, mm-hmm. a woman.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Yeah.
It's so sweet. And it makes me even more angry that Kennedy exists.
I love Willow, and I want the best person for Willow, and the best person is not Kennedy.
Kennedy ain't it.
It's not her. I mean, what we're presented may not be enough to judge her as a person, but what I'm given, I don't like.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I don't like her.
I don't like it at all. And could it just be because it was a time because, like shit, where do you go from, like, Willow and Tara mm-hmm. being, like, one of the first major representatives of a female gay relationship that's, like, positive and loving and just, like, something to look forward, looking up to, and to not make them be, and for right. them to be so three-dimensional and so deep and so many layers, and then you just, like, I don't know, just throw this broad in here.
Right.
Like, it's...
It would be better than if they just decided to make her not gay again. And
yeah,
I guess Kennedy's better than that. But
it's like nobody's took any time to really, like, flesh out this mm-mm. character or make her anything
no.
worthwhile.
No, she's just a predator.
Yeah. And I think that's what really bothers me, because she's just and it's just, it feels real. Everything about her and her character feels mm-hmm. rushed. Mm-hmm. Everything she's doing, like her relationship with Willow, it's rushed.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I don't buy any of it.
No, it's not believable and it's not likable. And okay, so all right. Sorry for any Kennedy stans out there. We're done.
Sorry.
We're bashing on her for this moment.
Well, no, because she even says, there's a quick scene here where she's like, we both like the same things. And she lists all these things.
Right.
And Willow's like, I don't like any of that stuff except fighting evil.
And even then.
Right.
It's not necessarily.
You're not right for each other.
It's like, even then, it's not necessarily a like.
Right.
I do it.
I do it.
Because I'm here.
No.
But she does, like, I will give her this. Like, I like the compliment she does give her, that I like the way you talk. It's interesting.
Yeah. Which, and that you turn off Moulin Rouge before the end. I do too. It's way too sad. It's way too sad.
I've seen it one time.
It's not so sad.
It's not my bag. So, and also Willow, at this point, at the Bronze, she talks about how when she came out to her mom was like super proud, but
yeah.
that her mom barely met Tara.
I mean, she barely came home when Willow was in a coma. I'm not surprised.
Right. Yeah. Maybe we just shouldn't have mentioned her mom at all.
Right. Like, why'd they even bring it up? Like,
because now you got us thinking, like, wait a minute.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. She has a mom.
Right. And she, Willow, in a band? Band? She barely met Oz.
Right.
And she called Buffy Bunny.
Yeah.
And you saw her probably every day.
Right. Willow, do you still talk to your mom?
Right.
Because if not, I get it. I totally understand.
Her mom didn't even know that she'd cut her hair.
That's right.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
And we've never even met her dad.
No.
Ever.
Ira yeah. Rosenberg. Yep.
Never even seen a photo.
No.
No idea. Poor Spike is down in the basement. He has popped a blood vessel. And everybody's just so calm about it.
Nobody cares. I'd be like,
what do you mean? You popped another blood. Another, first of all. Right, another.
He's got blood all on his pillow. And he's just like,
are you
it's
eating
cool.
your own blood again?
He's like, it's cool. I'll be okay.
I would have loved for Angelus to just have, like, be a fly on the wall and watch this. You'd be like, you sad little bitch. Look at you.
Oh, God.
I will say, this episode, Willow's hair is on point.
It is. It's great. Like,
it is bouncy. It's light. Like, I just want to, like.
She's had a lovely, like a great cut with, like, mm-hmm. conditioner. So Buffy gets on the phone and is, like, trying to do this, the covert, find Finn, Riley.
But why?
She calls on whatever number she had. It's a flower shop. And she's, like,
but
thinks
why?
That it's code.
But why?
Because he's army. And he was part of the people who put the chip in his head.
But when they left, when him and Sam left, they gave Willow their encoded email addresses.
Oh, that's right.
Straight to them. So, but why?
That's right.
Why is she doing all this? All she had to do was send an email.
I don't even know where this number is where she got this number right? from to begin with. But what's hilarious and sad is that while she's on the phone and, like, going through this whole thing, like, you know, oh, is this really a flower shop? Well, if it's not, you know, then tell Riley that Buffy needs him. You see poor Spike in the background on the stairs suffering to all hell.
So much. She's at least gotten him to come out of the basement, right? though. But at least in the basement, he could have suffered in silence by himself.
Right. It wouldn't be so bad that she was ignoring him. Right. she wasn't, like, 5 feet away. And he's just like, Buffy.
And by the time she turns around, he's just, it's fine. I'm fine. It's too late anyway.
So Willow's, like, halfway through her little Mai Tai. I'm assuming she's not much of a drinker because she's looking all loosey-goosey and kind of flirty
Coats
right
come
now.
Off.
Like,
and she's took, like, her coat off. She's laid,
like,
it, on,
laid
the
it on the table. She's like, and things are getting a little bit, okay.
And I still don't, they're just, it's not cute. Like,
No.
It's not cute. I actually, in my heart of hearts, would have preferred if Amy were surprise gay all of a sudden, too.
Yeah.
And they would have made a witchy duo, but Amy's evil.
So evil.
So evil.
Like, damn, girl. They get home. And Willow. Kennedy goes in for the kiss.
Blah.
And then Willow turns to Ward.
And it's scary. It's really scary.
A little bit. Like, it was, like, really great photography. Mm-hmm. And editing when, you know, they do the whole, they go in for the kiss, we're like super close up, and then we, like, do the camera rotation, and then when Kennedy pulls back, it's Warren and she's freaked out.
We're freaked out.
Willow's like, what?
Yeah, what?
What I do?
My breath? Did I offend somehow?
I thought we were into this. We were doing this.
You're a man all
she's
of a sudden.
She's like, say what now? And she looks in the mirror. She's like, the fuck?
Right then and there, I would have just kept beating my head until I passed out. I would have been so freaked out. Because, I mean, this is the man you killed.
Right.
Like, violently murdered.
Yeah. The man who killed your girlfriend, the love of your life, and also the man you murdered. Like, how is she just okay after it's all said and done? Like, once everything goes right back to normal, how is this not a reason for her to... You know what, Giles? I need to go back to
I
England.
I gotta go to England. Safety in the at your mansion.
Because this...
Your estate. And can we talk about your estate, sir? What did you make as a watcher?
Right? Like, seriously. It's like, you were, like, really about... Because I guess, you know, he was living very fucking...
Mm-hmm.
Comfortably
mm-hmm.
here in the States in Sunnydale. Like, he had a very modest apartment.
He did.
He didn't have cable.
No.
He had the same shitty car for however yep. long.
Until it died, it got monster
right.
beaten.
So, and he didn't have he barely went out on dates. Yeah. Like, he went out with Jen ever so often. Olivia came around for a little hula. A little hula oo.
Mm-hmm.
Oui, la, oui. And that's pretty much it. So Giles has been squirreling away for years.
Yeah. Do you think that she could? So when Buffy, Xander, and Anya came upon the skinless sack that was Warren, Xander commented upon the smell.
Ew.
Which means Willow had to have smelled the smell.
Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah, like immediately. Like,
so when she looked in the mirror, did she smell the smell again?
Oh.
Because I would have.
Yeah.
And I would have started dry heaving. Sense memory. I have a very intense sense memory. Yeah, it's just. And then you're in a room with your friends and they all think you're this monster. So that would have been a great callback too if Xander was just like, the smell.
Right. Because they come downstairs and they're all like, the person's here. Buck and Buffy. And they're all freaking out. And, you know, Willow's like, hey, I'm not him. And Andrew comes around. He's like, oh my God.
That poor puppy.
He's that like, poor it's not, puppy. You won't take me. Mm-hmm. I won't be taken. Buffy comes in and punches Willow Ward in the face.
Why doesn't she have a bruise later?
What? Yeah, yeah. Willow should have most
hit by a Slayer.
Definitely should have had a broken nose at that point. And why did Buffy say ow?
No, she's sick. She's not feeling her best.
And while all of these shenanigans are happening, Spike is in the background. This head exploding.
Again.
Yet again.
And no one notices.
No one gives a shit.
Nobody.
It's just flailing about.
Willow Warren is taunting Xander with your burn of the week, which is really, really funny.
So Xander's like, not believing. He's like, this isn't like, no. She's like, it's me as well. He's like, nah, I don't think so. Are you sure? Because I'm not thinking it. She's like, hey, you know, there are other stories from kindergarten, non-yellow crayon stories, in which you don't come out in such a good light. An incident involving Aquaman underoos, for example. Want me to start talking?
Yes. I need you to start talking.
I would have been me if I was Anya and them like, yeah, girl, please tell me.
This either involves poop or piss. Or something. This is not good for Xander.
Right? Because he gets a real look on his face like, oh, yeah, that's Willow.
That's her.
We're good.
And I just love that it's the cut back and forth between Warren and Willow. Now, they did say the random goof for this episode. They said this episode took forever to film.
I bet.
Because they had to do the mannerisms exact. If they messed up, like if he moved his head one way and she didn't move her head that way, they'd start all over again.
Well,
intense.
Yeah, because that's amazing because, like, kudos to Adam and Allison for being able to pull that off because that's not an easy task to so flawlessly like pull off somebody else's movements and mannerisms like that.
And it said while they were filming at the first part of the filming, when he's more like her, she filmed first. And then he kind of copied what she did.
Wow.
And then when he starts becoming the more dominant part, he filmed first and then she filmed.
Wow. That's smart. That's good stuff.
Really interesting.
It is.
Filming technique.
I know it. I really wish Kennedy wasn't involved.
I know. But man, the little shades of Dark Willow that come out, the more that he starts to come out in her personality, I'm like, I love when Allison plays bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just good. So good.
So like at some point, Willow deduces that she has accidentally done this to herself, but she doesn't want to tell anyone what she was doing when it happened.
Right.
She's like, I'll fix it. And she just pieces out. And Kennedy's like, wait, I'm coming with you. And
no, why?
Willow's like, just go home.
What are you going to do?
What are you doing?
You ain't even a Slayer. You just have potential, bitch.
Right? Like, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Just tagging along. So
all your clothes are too big. It's one thing about fashion from then I don't miss. Everything was so huge.
So oversized. Like, I was looking at her shoes later on. It's just like, wow.
Big-ass chunky heels and the big bell. Everything she had on was a liability in a fight. You can grab that jacket, wrap her up in it, and kill her before she can even do anything because the sleeves come 2 inches out from her fingers. It's insane.
None of these people dress for fighting.
No.
Why? Why, Sway? So they go off. Willow says she has some friends she needs to go see. Meantime, Spike and Buffy decide that they're going to go underground and go to where the Initiative once lived.
I don't know when they came up with this plan because he's been damn near unconscious the whole time. We're like, well, fuck it. Riley hasn't called because you didn't email the address that he gave you. That's why you just picked up a random phone.
So messed up. So they start digging because, you know, because the Initiative was, they filled in the hole and was it?
Did they close the campus down? Because it was on the campus and this looks like they went to the desert. Where are they?
Right, because there was a way to get to the initiative from this random buildings.
Right.
There was an elevator you had to go down like 18 floors.
From the frat house.
But
you could go there.
Right.
They chose, I don't
know. They are using their hands, I think, to dig the dirt away and get in there.
And then back at the Hacienda, all hell breaks loose by one phone call.
Andrew's answering the phone now.
I mean, he doesn't have anything else to do.
But he's allowed to answer the phone.
Nobody else wanted to get up. They look so comfy.
Yeah, I mean, this is cute. Like, we got Andrew, Xander, Anya, and Dawn are just sitting there. And Dawn and Anya are on the couch sharing a blanket. Yeah. And it's like, for real, like, Anya's like all the way down.
Comfy.
Like this is probably the best day of shooting she's had in her entire career of the show. Because she's barely doing anything.
Why do you have your coat on in the house, though? You're that comfy on the couch, but you still have your coat on.
Are you leaving? Did you just get here? Like, what's happening right now? So, but what I find amazing, what I find adorable is when Andrew goes to answer the phone, he's expecting a call from, like, the comic book store or something. He's waiting for a copy of something. And Xander's like, hey, see if you can get two.
Yeah, you shit talk me all the time.
Right. And Dawn and Anya give him this look like, we see you. He's like, nerd or whatever. What a loser. But the call is from England.
Mm-hmm. Because Robeson has finally crawled to a phone.
Andrew's like, hey, do we know someone named Robeson?
No, we don't.
Hang up. Is that long distance? Is that reverse long distance? Did you accept charges?
But Robeson's got to tell. A tale to tell.
Listen, this story does not add up.
There are some holes.
There are some holes in this story.
So this is a Fox News tale for sure. This is some shit.
So if y'all remember, you know, dude was attacked. Robeson was attacked in his house, I guess his apartment or whatnot, from Bringers.
Yep.
He's unconscious on the floor, bleeding on the floor, or about to be unconscious. Mm-hmm. And Giles comes in and is like, hey, what happened? And he's like, ugh. And I guess...
and then a bringer's about to cut his head off.
Right. Giles, and, you know, head off. Cut. Boom. And then, you know, I think later on we find out that Giles fought his way out of there.
We don't find that out until the next episode.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So any hoozles. So, you know, we all think this is why we're all still thinking that Giles is dead.
Yep. Giles did die.
So what happened was, what Robeson says is that he was unconscious. Last thing he remembers was
when
Giles.
I woke up.
Last thing he remembers was Giles about to get his head sliced off by a bringer. And when he woke up, Giles was gone.
When he woke up. Did you even call the paramedics? You just peaced out. You were like, I got to get to Buffy. I got to go. I can't. Are you dead?
He's not awake.
He's dead.
Like, he's putting his hand in up to his
dead.
Nose.
I'm sorry, you're dead. There's nothing I can do for you.
So Giles, sir, I got questions about that. How you just leave your boy unconscious? When I woke up, Giles was gone.
And did he, I guess, what did he do? Just call, like, can I have Buffy Summers America? Where, like,
right, because it's been like a smooth week, 2 weeks now.
And the council was blown up.
Right.
So who did he call? Like, did he seriously call information and ask for Buffy in Sunnydale, California?
Maybe he went to Giles' estate and was like, "Do you have or called Giles' place?"
Somebody have her number.
Like, yeah, Giles has a list of emergency contacts, and it's Buffy, Olivia, and, you know, I don't know,
Ethan Ray. I needed to change that.
It's just crossed out because he's dead.
Oh, I love it. So Willow and Kennedy have wandered over to. Well, before that. The gang has decided that they need to get to the desert right away.
Because they're freaking out. They're like, did Giles touch anything?
Right.
But listen, and also because, you know, Giles never mentioned all this attack to them about what had happened. So they're like, is Giles the first? Did he touch anything? Has anybody seen anything? Did anybody hug Giles? Nobody hugged Giles when he came back.
Right. You haven't seen this man in months and no one hugged him.
Not one person
person.
That's why he didn't tell y'all anything because he was feeling some kind of way.
And Andrew starts feeling some kind of way because he wants to come and he wants to bring his mixtapes that he's been
working on a mixtape.
For who, sir? For who?
How, sir?
On what? On a double?
Right. Who gave you access to CDs and a fucking tape deck? Like,
and Xander says something. He's like, why can't I come? Because I used to be evil. And Xander's like, no, because you're annoying. But that's a good point, too. Right.
So basically, you know, he's like, you know, you're just going to leave me here by myself. This could be like the big plan of the first to like come toy with me. And they're like, whatever. No, you're not going. He's like, well, if you leave me alone, I'm going to do evil stuff.
I'm going to burn stuff.
Possibly sew things together.
Like what? What? You're such a child. And I love you. It's so silly.
So they take him.
Because seriously, I mean, he is the type that would like put his butt on everything, right? Lick your mirror.
Yeah.
Like
you'll be wondering where your toothbrush has been.
Uh-huh. So, you can't leave him. Why you're gone. So Willow and Kennedy go to the
Campus Wiccans,
who we last saw in season 4 having bake sales. She hated these bitches like fiercely. Right.
So this is like really, this is who you go to for
friends?
Help with the situation. Because okay. I had forgotten how this played out, and I thought she was going to see like Rack or something or something in that
the equivalent of somebody or at least Clem.
Right.
Like, not.
But she goes to the Campus Wiccans. And
who have leveled up.
She makes a mention about the, gave up the bake sales. I was like, no.
Every other Tuesday.
Girl, we got to make some coin. We still got to run this thing.
And there's new leadership. This shit. Vaughn's the new leadership. That's the
Megan lovely lady from 4400.
But all they see is Warren.
Right. They're like, hey now.
Yeah. And if there's a familiar face in the group.
They don't believe, like, she's trying to say, yes, I'm Will. And they're like, I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. And then someone stands up and is like, hey, it's Willow. And
it's her.
Fucking Amy.
Yep. And Willow is immediately like, bitch. You stay right there.
Don't you take one more step.
I'm good now.
Nope.
I don't believe you.
Because she tries to make her little amends and is like, I was in such a bad place.
Were you? Is your mom still a statue? Have you let her out of the cab? No, wait. The school blew up. The school fucking blew up, which means your mom's probably dead now.
Yeah.
I never thought about that because I was thinking about, did they ever let her mom out of that? No, she probably blew up with the school.
Or worst case scenario, like.
Was let out.
Or she's still in the statue that survived the blast and is just like in a pile somewhere.
With some mayor meat laying next to her. She had to hang out with. What if she? That would have made a great deleted scene. Riley just hanging out with her statue, right. Like the eyes kind of follow you. Right. The way Oz was freaked out by it.
Right.
Okay, Buffy people out there, if you watch in a comic, we need to know what happened. To Mrs. Madison.
For the love of God, yes. What happened to Amy's mom?
Even if she's just in like a pawn shop somewhere.
Yeah.
Like I need one of those Marvel side cut stories. Like somebody found her in a hole after they were like looking for scrap in the hole of Sunnydale. And there she was. She's got to be worth money. But the gang is driving out to the desert and they're all worried. And it's really, what are they going to do? Like, are they going to just. How are you going to handle this situation?
Even if it were the first.
Right.
What do you do?
Right. Because they're like, oh, God, he's out there with all of them.
Right. You got no Slayer. I mean,
survival of the fittest.
Right. I mean.
I'm pretty sure Rona's coming back because she's already proved she's ruthless.
In the worst case, she'll know when to leave. She'll know when to run.
Right.
While the first is busy with the rest of them, she will drive away. Buffy and Spike get inside the initiative, and I guess they just left it as is. Like, they were just like, fill that bitch up.
Didn't even do that.
No time. Right, no. They just covered it up. So no time to clean anything up. So there's, like, corpses of demons all over the place. And ew.
Everybody must be nose blind, because how are they not just constantly dry heaving in
it's
places
gotta
like
smell
that?
Horrible.
And there's still something living in there.
Yeah.
And they get attacked.
Yep. So,
it's not good.
Amy tells Willow she can help her. Mm-hmm. They try to do like a little hoodie spell. It doesn't work.
Nope.
she's like, oh my God, I'm sorry it didn't work. And then Willow was like, no, it didn't work, you bitch. And then slaps the shit out of her.
Which I think that might have been a little bit of column A, column B going on
there. Exactly. I'm not going to say that's fully on Warren.
Right, no. I don't think that's fully on Warren either.
She had that coming for a long time.
Long time.
Long time. But so yeah, Willow gets a little aggressive and angry, and then she storms out of the room. Mm-hmm. And Kennedy's like, "What are you doing?" And she does a spell, barrier spell. She does a little barrier spell real quick to like block her back in the room with Amy.
Willow's use of magic is so
random. Come
see, come sa. Here one day, gone the next.
Right.
If you can do stuff like that,
I would be using it a lot.
Right. Why didn't you put her back when she said she was not sick? Why didn't you hold her up in her room?
Well, there you go.
Right. Gone.
This is where you own B.
So then Kennedy makes the biggest mistake.
Oy vey.
Ever. She goes back to try and find out some more information, and Amy's just there by herself, which, red flag. Right away, I'm like, ooh. Nah, I'm a go.
Yeah. Nope.
We're good.
So Amy's like, you're really worried about her, aren't you? And then she says something about Kennedy being a potential. And Kennedy's like, hey, I never said anything about being a potential. She's like, sure you did.
Yeah.
And went back when she's like, nope, sure didn't. And Amy's like, you got me.
The thing villains always do. Why do they always think it's funny?
Right. It's like you, there's a flaw in your plan.
Yeah. I should be the one laughing. Right. Like,
you failed at delivering this plan properly. You're not the mastermind you think you are.
And then she tries to attack Amy. Amy's just like, child, please. Because she has leveled up.
Yeah, she like floats her across the room. She's
pretty
like,
hard.
And again, hey, you shouldn't. You over
Sorry.
Here, right? You bringing knives to a gunfight, Kennedy. This isn't your playground.
No. And at the same time, Buffy and Spike are getting tossed around the initiative, and some army dudes show up, and they drag Spike off. Willow is out buying a gun at the same place that Warren bought it.
Yeah.
Because she's just now following the exact same path.
Yep, she's mirroring his steps from the time when he murdered Tara.
Mm-hmm.
The gang get to the desert and immediately start groping Giles.
Their plan is so bad. If he had been the first, they would have just gone right through him.
Right.
And there was
maybe
a giant
just one
boulder.
Person could have just,
right,
you know,
right, casually.
That's all it took.
What's up, Giles?
Right. Give me a high five, buddy.
No.
So good to see you.
Instead, they all tackle him and start groping him on the ground. Andrew, a little much, which Giles actually makes a mention of. And some people that don't know him well enough should not be grabbing so aggressively. And then he makes a note of, they tell him what's going on.
Right.
And he's like, so I come out into the desert and don't touch girls, and you think there's something
think
wrong?
I'm evil? He's so perplexed, but he's still like, the whole thing, he's just laying there on the ground, just like, these children are idiots. These are all idiots. Mm-hmm.
They're all really, really dumb.
So when the army shows up to help Buffy and Spike, they're like, hey, we're here. Finn told us that you were looking for us or whatever. And Buffy's like, I knew it.
she's validated that the flower shop was actually the cover up.
And so she goes, and dude tells her, we have orders to give Assface anything that he needs.
Yep. Because they've taken a look at the chip and something's wrong.
Buffy's like, I'm sorry. Assface? No, what?
Assface?
Like, that's what...
His words, ma'am, not mine.
So Riley's still feeling some kind of way about things.
Yeah, I mean, as well he should. But, like, you're married, so get over it. Like,
he should have just...
Come on now.
He just needs one last little dig. Mm-hmm. One last little dig.
And even Spike's like, I'm in so much pain, but what the fuck?
Hey, no. The chip has degraded.
Yeah.
And that's why it's getting all wonky. And so it needs to be removed or repaired.
Yeah.
And it's all up to Buffy.
It's all her decision. And do we actually find... We don't find out this episode what she... It's not until
I think
the episode with Principal Wood when he goes all crazy.
Maybe yeah.
That we find out what decision she made.
Yeah, they keep us in the dark for a minute We do not find out this episode, definitely.
We know what she's going to do. It's Buffy.
Right.
There was never a doubt that she would do anything different. I just don't see it. Because it's basically a torture device in itself. He has to make the decision to be good.
Especially now that he has a soul.
Right.
And so, I mean, but again, like, soul doesn't automatically mean he's going to be good. But right. I guess, I don't know. Yeah. So back to Amy and Kennedy. Kennedy doing her some terrible acting.
Amy is just, she's loving being the villain,
she's
too.
She's eating this up with a spoon.
Chewing it all up.
So basically, Amy put a hex on Willow.
Yes, she did.
Because jealousy.
Yep. But what she did not know is what triggered it.
But here's the thing, though. Why are you so angry? Like, girl, well, I need you to let this shit go.
I mean, okay.
She didn't even mention being turned into a rat.
I'd be like, you left me a rat for a real long time.
Right.
A real long time.
She didn't mention any of it. She's mad because Willow will not use her powers that she has, her natural ability, because all the rest of us have to work so hard.
Yeah.
She's mad because Willow almost went evil and almost destroyed the world. Mm-hmm. And everyone is still like, it's okay. Everyone still loves her.
It's kind of like Wanda.
Yes.
Wanda's so upset that, like, Doctor Strange and everybody else can do these really fucked up things, but she does one little thing and she's the villain.
I'm upset too, Wanda.
I'm upset. You kind of are, Wanda. I mean, you are.
Right.
So, yes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Amy has a lot of power.
Yeah.
She has a lot of power on her own. I don't know what she wants.
I just need her to get over it. Yeah, she has so much. She has a lot of power.
Why
are you still in Sunnydale?
And why are you messing with these kids that obviously have no power to make yourself feel better?
Then
what she does in the comics is beyond messed up. Beyond.
Which is?
She starts dating Skin Sack Warren. It's real gross. And I don't like it. I don't like the comic, really.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but terrible things about the comics.
Bad things happen. And
the comic sounds horrible.
I just realized I still have the final episode to read, and I just don't know if I want to.
Like the final is this finally a wrap?
Yeah, the final fight. Yeah, and it came out like pre-pandemic. I just didn't even realize I owned it. Someone asked me what it looked like, and I was like, I don't know. I don't have that. Oh, I do have that one. I thought I didn't have it.
So it's a real page turner.
Uh-huh.
You just can't wait.
But speaking of power, Amy does something we've only seen Dark Willow do, and that's teleport someone.
Yeah.
She sends Kennedy from the campus at night to Buffy's backyard in the day.
Right. What? Like... So had that much time actually passed, or are we? Did she just like moved time as well as space?
No idea.
Which again, why are you still wait? Why are you wasting your time in Sunnydale doing nothing?
Right, and I appreciate the filming for us going back and forth between Willow and Warren, but it also would have been cool if Kennedy was seeing her glitch.
Hmm.
Like, as she was talking to her, if she started to see her glitch.
Yeah.
But instead, we have to deal with another...
Yeah. So he starts to play out the whole thing, kind of, sort of, like when Warren confronted Buffy with the gun.
The pronouns are changed.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting.
Mm. He starts to say how, you know... I don't know. It's difficult. You know, he's saying she and her and him, you know, all this.
You instead of, and I instead of you. And
yeah. And what eventually happens is Willow is hurt and sad and upset because she's blaming Kennedy for making her forget for a second about
Terror. Just one second.
Which.
It reminds me of season 5 when we're stuck in Buffy's brain. And there's that one second that Buffy considers letting Dawn die.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. It's she just for one second forgot about Tara. And this is how.
Right.
Like.
This just really sends her over the edge. And she has like the saddest little Willow breakdown.
Willow cries and my heart dies.
I know. Especially when she's like, I'm sorry, baby.
Mm-hmm. It just tears me up. until they switch to Warren, and I'm like, God.
I know. We see Warren like crying real tears. It's like, all right, I don't want to.
I don't buy this. And you know, then I actually feel bad that Kennedy had to kiss him.
What I feel like Kennedy at this point should have been like, okay, so you still have like really like have a, like a lot of stuff you need to work through. I'm just going to settle to be your friend.
No, but no. Nope.
She starts to go off on this whole like,
damn, has, I'm good.
She has some of the cheesiest fucking dialogue in this moment about fairy tales and how magic really works and how she's going to bring Willow back to life. And she kisses her and I want to punch her immediately in the face.
Immediately.
And Willow comes back and, you know, Kennedy basically pats herself on the back.
And Willow looks like she needs a nap.
She says, I'm tired.
I'm so tired. Well, yeah, you've literally been going for like 12 hours.
You've been
nonstop.
Through a lot.
How about we not go back into the house where your girlfriend was killed?
Yeah. It's like maybe you need a nice little break and a bed and breakfast somewhere.
Yeah, there's got to be a nice little bed and breakfast in Sunnydale. You got 18 cemeteries. You have to have at least one cat bed and breakfast. At least one.
Oh.
But no, instead they're going to
go right back
in
the house. And there it is. That is the killer in me.
It is rough.
It is.
But it's got good moments. It's got good performances. It's shot really well.
Yeah, and it's got decent layers, like where this... It's just Kennedy that just messes it up. Like, I love the premise behind, you know, how Willow is still trying to work through this and is holding on to Tara still for so long and so tight and being, because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that, like losing a loved one, not just, you know, a lover, but just like anybody that's important to you.
Yeah.
And you find just, you know, you grieve for so long and then you find yourself in a moment of happiness and then you remember.
And you feel bad about feeling happy.
Right. Yeah.
Which is almost worse than just feeling bad.
Right.
It's interesting what they go through, because part of me thinks that storyline should have been the B storyline for the overall arc of the season.
Right.
The B storylines were actually more important to the overall arc of the season.
Right.
But in the grand scheme of things, I don't think Willow could have done what she does in the finale.
Had she not
gotten past this block. I don't think she could have taken that scythe.
I think you're right. Yeah.
If she hadn't gone through this. So it is important.
Yeah.
It's difficult to reconcile which storyline was more important.
Yeah.
Because same thing with Spike. If Buffy had decided, spoiler alert, she decides to remove it. If she had decided to repair it, could he have still made the same sacrifice he makes in the finale?
Probably not.
Everything would have been different.
Right. And also, well, no, he was been able to fight still. But yeah, it would have been much different.
Mm-hmm. So overall, it's about six.
It's not as horrible as I remember it. It's just, and I think the horror in remembering it is just remembering like having to deal with Warren again, and then like with Kennedy, and her terrible acting and just terrible character all around.
All around. But the bright spot that I'm finding of season seven truly is Tom Lang.
Yes.
I want to eat him up with a spoon.
It's his soul. Everything he says.
There is so people tend to do billboards, campaigns for things now.
Mm.
Companies pay. And there was a huge Protect Steve billboard for Stranger Things. If Buffy were out now, I think we all would have paid for a Protect Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he's just, even though he was, I mean, even in his evilest days,
he was still not that evil.
Right. There was only one moment, and it was the basement with Katrina.
Yeah.
Where I was like, ooh.
Like, Andrew, I don't like this look on you.
No.
This is not you.
I don't like this at all. You're a bad evil.
Right. It's like, get out of here now, Andrew. I need you to leave.
No.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
But he's just so sweet, and we just protect Andrew.
Protect Andrew.
But we have to get through first.
About Steve?
Yeah.
Protect Steve.
Netflix paid for it.
I mean, I guess I,
But why did Netflix pay for it? You know what the outcome is. Like,
like, aren't you guys in on it?
Like, yeah, you're in on it. Like,
aren't you already paying for this?
Right. You know he's so cat. Like, why are you making people worry for no reason?
Which I do like. I like Steve a lot more this season than I did prior to.
Character arc on a show ever.
Yeah.
That he has had.
Well, no, I wouldn't say best, but it's one of the top 10. Absolutely.
For me, I think I can't think of one right now that's better.
Wesley?
No, because Wesley wasn't a piece of shit.
He turned into a piece of shit.
He kind
of
turned
yes,
into a piece
like
of
he
shit.
Goes.
He went up, down.
He had so many peaks and valleys. I enjoyed that and ride then, immensely. But yeah, I was a little. I don't, you know, I'm not going to spoil anything about Stranger Things, but that I was disappointed in some of the choices of who was let go because I was really rooting for some people.
It's National Treasure.
And I'm just a little bummed about by that.
National Treasure. Love him so much.
I know.
So much.
Oh,
still
any
mad
oozles.
About it.
Any oozles. There wasn't really any music in this one.
Oh, there was music. It was just bad. I actually went and listened to, I was like, all right, there's like three, like there's score. Robert Duncan's score is always great.
Mm.
But I just did not like the two.
Whatever the bronze was being played at the bronze.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
It was a weird time in music. Like, what was this, like 2002? Yeah. 2003?
Yeah. It's like pop grunge.
All the small things. That
we want to be emo and grunge and pop all at the same time.
No, baby, you can't do that. You need to pick one. One, maybe two, but don't. You can't do all this. It
Only one body. Only one body hit the floor this week.
Who
that
was it? The
nasty demon in the
leftover teacher. Yep.
Who was like, digging in their ass for a minute?
Well, yeah, how long has he been in there? Hungry.
Food.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I need to eat.
So long. What is he been eating?
Rats. Because rats get corpses. Everywhere. And the corpses.
Gross.
Nasty.
So it does not pass the Bechdel test.
I don't think so.
It doesn't. I mean, it's hard because, you know, she's turned into Warren back and forth. So, I mean, it probably could have sort of maybe would have. But I don't know. Anyway.
The moral is use betterhelp.com.
Do we have a sponsor?
We don't. We just care about your mental health.
Yeah, for real. For real.
Like, talk to somebody. Get rid of the stigma around mental health. Just don't let stuff fester. There's resources online. You have friends. Just
you could accidentally turn into. You don't know when somebody puts a hex on you. You could accidentally turn into one of your subconscious deems as a terrible punishment for
because
you.
Because I'm sure Amy was like, "That is not at all what I intended." It's so great. And she's even tickled. She even has that moment where she's just like, the kiss did.
She's like, oh, damn.
That's not even what I meant.
Damn. She really should have been a whole thing. She's like,
yes. Just running around. Running up and down those steps. Taking a victory lap.
She's like, no, but seriously, though, I didn't even do all that.
Right.
I just
meant to like make your hair turn.
I just wanted her bummed out for a day or two.
So just get help. Just. Use the resources. Just don't let stuff fester.
Yes. So tell us what you think, what your thoughts are on The Killer and Me. You can send us an email to revisitingsunnydale@gmail.com. And we'll play it on the air. Or you can even send us a video now at this point.
It can, we can see your face.
Ooh. Exciting times. And we leap into the future. And next episode.
Oh, God.
What's funny is you had like a, in the notes, you had a typo and it said fist date.
That's about right. That is about right. Yep.
Freudian slip.
Freudian slip. That's pretty funny.
But it's first date with Falk and Ashanti.
You have to put up the promo pic of her
yeah.
with the sword. It's oh my gosh. Because back in the day, promo pic, like we had photo shoots for yeah. every episode.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do that.
I don't think so.
But man.
I don't think so.
Remember when all the new promo pics would come out?
Yeah.
Remember and the we just blue, like the blue and green ones?
How we
James?
Just like drool over all of them all the time.
And get so
like,
excited when
they
the
would put them in
picks.
Like TV guide yes. or in like the newspaper, yep. like where the TV schedule was yep. and stuff. And I mean, does anybody mm-hmm. know where Chauncey is these days?
She's just got like a lifetime achievement award on
for what?
Something.
Okay.
I think I it was know. On like the BET awards or something. And I was like, is she? Later.